First John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. As I stated earlier on, First John is addressing problems in the early church. At this point, there are some people who believe that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh, and so John had to affirm that they saw him, they touched him, and they heard him. And there were other Christians who were saying that they are past sin. They're so holy, they're so righteous that they can't sin again. And John is addressing them. And then there are those who are living in sin, but denying that they were living in sin. And John is addressing that. So this passage has been a source of worry for a lot of Christians. And there are still some Christians today who hold some of these views. Sometimes you hear even preachers pronouncing some of these positions which were addressed 2,000 years ago in the early church. There are those who believe that the blood of Jesus doesn't cleanse us thoroughly from sin. And then there are those who believe that this message that John is talking about doesn't apply to Christians. But a fair reading of 1 John will tell you that he's talking to Christians. So what does this passage in 1 John address? Firstly, it addresses the self-righteous believer. The self-righteous believer is a person who loves God. He's living right. He's doing the will of God. And feels so good about how well they are doing in their Christian life that they are tempted to think that they have no sin whatsoever. Because sometimes people feel that if they get close to God and they serve God and they love God, then they would be perfect and without any sin. They become very puffed up and think very highly of themselves and think very lowly of other Christians. That is the self-righteous believer. And this is what the passage is addressing. God wants us to live for him. He wants us to live a holy life. He wants us to live righteous. But as we seek to live that life, we must not become so high-minded that we think, oh, we are so good, we don't sin again. And that is what John is addressing. Secondly, he is addressing the sin-denying believer. This is a believer who loves God but sins, and some of them live openly in sin but don't care much about their sin and think that because their spirits are in union with Christ, sin cannot touch them. Sin cannot touch them. They can do all the wrong thing, but sin cannot touch them. Unfortunately, there are people who continue to believe that today, living in sin and thinking that the sin doesn't touch them because their spirits are in union with Christ. So, when you read the New Testament, it is very evident that a person can be a Christian, live for Christ, and be tempted and sometimes fall into sin. So, our Christian life is not supposed to produce self-righteousness in us or sin denial. And then there are those Christians whose consciences are so seared that they live the wrong life but have no sense of guilt, have no sense of remorse, and are not able to go to the presence of God to ask for forgiveness. Because if you really think that you are sinless, then you never pray the sin of forgiveness, you never confess your sins, you never ask God to forgive you of your sins. And John is saying, if we do that, the truth is not in us. We must aspire to live a holy life for God, but at the same time have the humility to know that we are human and sometimes we make mistakes. And when we do, we go to God and ask him for forgiveness. So today we learn not to be self-righteous, neither should we become sin-denying Christians. We must be real Christians, authentic Christians who understand that we love the Lord, but sometimes we do the wrong thing, and when we do, we go to God for forgiveness. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, you know me in all my frailties. Help me to be always true to you and to myself. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I trust that you're not going to be one of those Christians we talked about that you will live right for God. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.